Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday evening broadcast. I am here in beautiful, and I mean beautiful, New York City. The weather here is incredible. Central Park is amazing. You forget how much the globalists have run one of the greatest cities in the world into the ground. And I've got a lot of news to cover today here with Owen Schroyer, a lot of exclusive intel. Let me give you the really good news. I walked all 6 miles around Central Park this morning, and I was being very low-key, wearing sunglasses and a ball cap. And I then walked another mile and a half to a restaurant where I had late breakfast, and then I walked back to my hotel where I'm staying, obviously, because they try to shun and destroy Trump. So there's no secret where I'm staying here at Trump Tower in New York. You can see right out the window, Central Park. And I got mobbed. Absolutely mobbed by black people, by white people, by Hispanic people, by gay dudes. I mean, it was just a totally diverse population of people. Every restaurant I went into, so I went to one to use the bathroom. I went to a little rock shop, you know, to buy my children a few little, you know, rocks or whatever. And the guy that owned it was a listener. I mean, just simply amazing to get on the ground understanding of how many people are awake. Just remember that when you're not prominent, when you're not on air, which is a positive thing, by the way. I'm not saying, oh, I'm on air, you're not. I'm saying I am like a gauge or an indicator. What's the temperature in the engine? Just like a temperature gauge or a wind gauge on top of a barn. And I can tell you that I've been coming to New York my whole life. Always liked visiting New York back when I was a kid. My parents would take me here to see the famous museums in Central Park and things like that. And I've been on there 27 years, and I've never been mobbed like I've been in New York. Extremely positive, nothing negative, not even hateful looks. It's just been absolutely crazy. And again, last night and today, I've gone to trendy restaurants, places where it's a bunch of blue-haired liberals, and they're all listeners. So a lot of really good positive feedback. Oh, and I know you've got tons of news to cover today, and we've got massive false flag news. We've got Google. As I already told you, Google is heavily involved in the Wuhan lab. So is Facebook. Facebook, Google, and Apple are all larger position owners in big tech than even somebody like Bill Gates is. And Gates owns a piece of basically everything as well. He owns a piece of Facebook. But when you understand that big tech is the new government, it's the technocracy, it's the controlling system. Big article by Jamie Huang on Infowars.com from his treasure trove of Peter Daszak emails that ran the Wuhan gain-of-function operation that Google 2017 was one of the main funders of taking these viruses out of the wild and weaponizing them. So no wonder they censor you when you say it came out of the lab. So we've got that incredible news. I went over to Epstein's torture palace, and we've got even more on that coming out. Oh, and tell folks what you've got coming up today.
Well, everybody knows Joe Biden is obviously not all the way there. And now a White House physician who worked with Obama and Trump, Ronnie Jackson, has come out and said that it's time for Biden to take a cognition test. And, of course, he uses the media against themselves, saying, hey, you called for Trump to do it. You made Trump do it. He did it. You said all these things about Trump. He took it. He passed. Let's see Biden do the same thing. So, I mean, middle-of-the-road people that just care about this country and don't want to see it fall, Alex, are looking at the complete disaster that is the Biden administration, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the vice president. And they're just like, look, I don't want America to go down like this. They may not even understand how bad it really is, but they see that and they're saying, this is embarrassing. We just had the G7. We had the Putin summit. And what did Biden get out of any of it? Nothing. Our energy's been cut off. Russia gets pipelines. The U.S. doesn't.
Let's be clear, Owen. Let's be clear. When you watch Biden on these videos, it's not like we're picking a gaffe here, a gaffe there. It's all horrible. It's all embarrassing. He acts like people that are very old in a nursing home. On a scale of 1 to 10, some folks are there because they had a stroke, but they're all there mentally, and some people are there because they had a really bad heart attack or they're partially paralyzed or their brain's there. Then there's a lot of folks in the nursing home who don't know really who they are. Biden on a scale of 1 to 10 is about a 7. And, of course, a 10 is a vegetable. So we'll break it all down with Owen Schroyer, big broadcast on this Sunday evening. I'm asking all the listeners and viewers, Tell folks, tune in now. InfoWars is live. That's how we circumvent the censors. InfoWars is live now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fortunę tango, fortunę racji, raci gusto celis. Fortun amici, fortunę racji, raci preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is 6/20/21, the 20th day already, and I am very blessed and honored to have you here with us this evening. I'm coming to you from Trump Tower, overlooking Central Park this evening, and I can tell you New York is massively awake. I've talked to a lot of police, firefighters, but I've also talked just to the general public, and they are seeing through the propaganda massively. Unless they are single women, they tend to still be under the brainwashing and think they're in great danger from the overdriven, hyped-up COVID situation that they are planning to bring back, by the way. That's why it's important to keep exposing it, keep discrediting Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, or they're going to bring this back again later. They like to launch an attack. Then once opposition mounts, they kind of pull back for a while and then clamp down again later. Then every time we build enough opposition to throw them off, they will then release partially to only clamp down again later. It's the basic psychology of the enemy. If you understand that, you understand everything. I'm just going to be here for 30 minutes or so. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to premiere here on radio/TV my visit to the 7-story torture dungeon, the pedophile dungeon of Jeffrey Epstein, the Mossad slash MI6 slash CIA, procurer of children of the globalists, part of the larger blackmail rings directly tied to Bill Gates and Prince Andrew and many, many others. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, Owen is going to be getting into a former bipartisan doctor to Obama and to Trump. The White House physician coming out saying that Biden needs to take a cognitive test right now, and because he clearly doesn't know what planet he's on. That was always part of the plan to get rid of him via the 25th Amendment, but it's happening a little bit quicker than the deep state had hoped for. They wanted it, I think, closer to the midterms, but that is falling apart right now in front of the world. But first, the big issue, there's two of them, and they like a binary star system. They orbit each other. You have the great false flag of the COVID-19 and the lockdown and the global starvation it triggered. And the fact that it's now it's come out. It's on InfoWars.com. It needs to go super viral. The direct Peter Daszak emails via another FOIA request. We now know why Google, Twitter, and Facebook are criminally blocking that and trying to suspend any organization or group that legally gets these and puts them out. Peter Daszak, ladies and gentlemen, on record, his number two funder was Google. And it wasn't just some varied area of virology. Daszak was studying dozens of areas. It was specifically gain of function of weaponized zoological viruses out of wet markets and out of the jungles and caves of China and other parts of the world, bringing them all to Wuhan and then preparing the cover story that it was going to come out of a wet market. That's even in the document. That's why you saw Fauci 4 years ago saying Trump will be challenged by a major pandemic before his first term is out. They scripted and battle planned and prepared this entire criminal operation. Remember, not just saying that now. I've been saying since this started, big tech is heavily involved. If you study Google and Facebook, I don't know which one's more involved because they're both so involved. Billions of dollars in nanotech, billions of dollars of genetic engineering every year. I mean, they are buying up everything. They're not just big tech. They're not just advertising. They're not just surveillance. They are buying up everything, and they're obsessed with big pharma. Because if you're information control, you can suppress consumer reports. You can suppress medical doctors, scientists, members of Congress, U.S. senators, governors having hearings. If you can suppress off-the-shelf cheap drugs that are 100% cure for things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir and other things, if you can successfully suppress all that, well, then you can push your poisons on people and make trillions, but also get full control. Then you can also suppress the deaths and the rest of it. So you can talk about antitrust legislation, getting rid of Section 230 that gives them immunity and all the rest of it, but it's the racketeering, it's the organized crime, it's them being invested in big pharma and then censoring congressional hearings about corruption in big pharma. This is just unbelievable. This is next level racketeering, so we're going to be covering that. But the first other big issue I wanted to hit, as I said, this is a binary issue, two big issues that are the same issue that orbit each other, that are like identical twins, and that is the false flag of January 6th. Did they provocateurs some people into going in? Absolutely. But the impetus, the police stand down, the infiltration of legitimate groups with good founders and good leaders, like Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers, great organization, great long history until that day. It was so big, they had so many people there, they were able to infiltrate it, and along with Antifa and along with the Proud Boys, to get in there and to basically have some actual real patriots who thought they were under Q's command going into the building. But now, as you notice, Tucker Carlson with the revolver story last Monday and then beating the drum the last 5 days, first just put out the question, let them attack him and say it was preposterous. Now he's bringing out dozens of examples of the FBI setting people up, staging terror attacks, other false flags, and then knowing the names of the informants and of the FBI agents are actually already known and have already come out and are known to us as well. And so I would look for sometime end of next week for that to be beginning to be released. We like to give you next week's news today, as you all know. And I didn't give Tucker Carlson all this information. I didn't tell him what to do. I sat back as this was being teed up because I knew the people involved at Revolver and others. I helped contribute some. It's true. And then I just said, I think it'll be better for Revolver, and that's what they did. In my own mind, if I could have pushed Revolver on, I thought, I think Tucker will do a better job teeing this up because they'll take the bait from him to really go after him, just like the Wuhan lab we told you a year and a half ago, and Tucker told you, 6 months ago that was an inside job. Now the question isn't, did it come out of the lab? The question is, did they do it on purpose? So this is all coming up. You've got Maxine Waters panicking. You've got all these former FBI agents everywhere panicking. We've got Frank Figliuzzi back on TV. I think I forgot to send you guys this clip, but he was on MSNBC again saying, we're going to go after members of Congress. He says, we're going to attack members of Congress. So he says, I need to be arrested. We all need to be arrested for the operation that the FBI hyped up and manipulated a bunch of anger. But there were some real people that went in, so it was more of a provocateur action. It was a false flag atmosphere they created to allow it to happen, but not a pure, complete false flag, more of a leave the hot grease on the stove with the flame on. And you can then kind of say, well, did we burn down the house or was it an accident? But clearly, totally staged at the top with the environment that they set up. We're going to be walking through all of that when we come back and the fact that that's about to come out. And then, like Chinese water torture, drip, 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 drip. You're going to hear about Fast and Furious and why Eric Holder had to step down. Hundreds of thousands of guns knowingly shipped into Mexico to then be shipped to the jihadi fighters. We're going to be bringing out all the original World Trade Center bombing. We're going to be bringing out Oklahoma City. You're going to be seeing all these big cases of staged false flag run by the ATF, run by the FBI. And by the way, it was FBI agents that helped expose that Oklahoma City had been an inside job with the CIA, German intelligence, and ATF. It was actually the FBI was involved at the highest levels, but there was good FBI agents who actually leaked the video of the second bomb going off inside the building, and then all that footage got seized again, but the LA Times reported on it. So when I'm up here attacking the FBI, let's not just single the FBI out, the leadership. It's all these agencies at the top working with big tech to censor the information, working with big corporations to suppress the people, and that's that corporate global fascist alliance that's established in the World ID, the World Social Credit Score, allied with China. And once America and the world awakens to that, we use the constitutional role of government and of our free speech and of our political action and of our lawsuits and of our protests to say, no, we're going to remove this out-of-control corrupt cabal that is firmly entrenched. But you notice, things I talk about 20 years ago, nobody understood it. Now what we talk about is mainline understanding as the public is educated and informed, and we're going from crawling to walking to running to jumping to flying. And so the acceleration of growth curve, the understanding of this is magnificent. We'll be back with the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show hosted with Owen Schroyer. I'll be here a little bit longer than Owen is going to take over. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday night. That means we're live. Been doing the Alex Jones Show for 14 years in the Sunday slot, 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, the weekday slot, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've been doing that for about 23, 24 years. Been on air for now over 27 years. And Owen Schroyer has already been with InfoWars 5 years. Hard to believe, 5 years for Owen Schroyer. In fact, coming up in July, it'll be 5 years that he's been here. So congratulations to Owen Schroyer. And he, of course, hosts the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays. And his show is really growing. We're really proud of that. Very thankful to all the viewers and listeners. 3 p.m. weekdays, Central. And then, of course, Harrison Smith also really doing a great job. 8 a.m. weekday mornings with American Journal. All times, everything posted at InfoWars.com/show. It's a revolutionary act to share this transmission. The media wants to be able to lie about me, take things out of context, misrepresent what I say and what I do. They don't want people to actually hear what the man says, yours truly. So please continue to help save the country and the world. The enemy fears this broadcast because of the truth and our wide spectrum understanding. So if you want to defeat the globalist, only you can prevent the New World Order. And one of the best tools we've got, thanks to God, thanks to your support, is band.video. But Big Tech doesn't let you share that URL on their platform, so we have the backup URL that takes you to the same place, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. Okay, I want to play a few clips here and have Owen give his take and then take over after we hit the Jeffrey Epstein news next segment. GOP Rep. Fitzpatrick dismayed. The right is disrespecting FBI with 1-6 false flag claims. Since when are we not supposed to disrespect an agency that's protected Hillary Clinton, protected Hunter Biden, protected Jeffrey Epstein, we know, and protected the whole New World Order, an agency that told us in the 50s La Cosa Nostra didn't exist because they reportedly had compromising information on the founder of the FBI. So when the FBI deserves credit, they have some of the best statistics systems in the world, I'll give it to them. And they came up with all that, and J. Edgar Hoover did. He was a librarian. But, man, come on. If somebody, you know, kidnaps your kid, the FBI tries to help, unless they've been kidnapped by, you know, the insiders. But to say you can't criticize it or to say it's ridiculous, it's insane to say they might have had provocateurs inside the January 6th group, you know Tucker and everybody could have just brought out all the proof right up front. But instead it's introduced, let me show you the history of it, hundreds of cases of it, and then the information is going to be coming out, and that's just the best way to defeat the New World Order, the best way to do it. I mean, we knew exactly what happened at Wuhan Lab day one. We know exactly what the globalists are going to do to the border. We know exactly what Joe Biden's going to do because they are enemies of this country, and they have a blueprint, they have an operation that they've launched against us. And then Figliuzzi of the FBI is also on TV. Remember, he said 2 weeks ago, he said, we need to understand that members of Congress are the ones running the radicalization. We need to attack those congressmen with anti-terrorism tactics. Well, that means kill, basically. So they're the ones talking about killing members of Congress. When you understand the definitions that they're using, and this is the idea they're trying to introduce, because this is a coup group coming in and taking the country over. But you've also got Republicans that fetishize the FBI, like this congressman out of Pennsylvania, who is a former FBI agent himself. So he's either super naive, dumb as a box of rocks, or he is actively covering this up, because there were provocateurs on January 6th. CNN was involved with Jaden X. There was a consortium of leftist groups that were there trying to hype people into doing the wrong thing, an angry crowd. And so the fact is they did that. And now they've got this new national terrorism report they put out that Tucker Carlson did a great job on Friday night with Greenwald, laying out how it's the declaration of war against America, declaration of war against anybody who, quote, radicalizes someone or anyone that's a racist, which they can define as anything. Or here's the key. Anyone questioning COVID lockdowns or the origin of COVID-19. Did you know that if you say it came from a lab, it says that you need to be frustrated and blocked by the national security apparatus, by our military, by the CIA? I mean, that right there is a total indictment of the FBI and the Justice Department leadership. This is bald-faced, out of control. So here's Congressman Fitzpatrick out there carrying the FBI's water. The corrupt group at the top of the FBI totally discrediting it, because we need a federal arm of law enforcement in this country. That's a federal role. We've always had federal lawmen. This is not what we've got at the FBI now. You've got a compartmentalized group of Ivy League leftists, Chi-Com agents running this country in the ground, trying to criminalize their political opposition, and that is the clear and present danger. Here he is.
Some of your fellow House Republicans are embracing a completely baseless conspiracy that the January 6th Capitol attack was actually a false flag operation carried out by the FBI. You're not only one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach former President Trump over the insurrection. You spent 14 years working for the FBI. What's your response?
Well, Dana, I will tell you, being a lifelong FBI agent, I will tell you, you know, starting in New York, ending in L.A. and serving across the globe, when I got sworn into Congress in 2017, I've been very, very taken back and dismayed at the disrespect that law enforcement is being given across the board, both on the left and the right, quite frankly. On the left with local police and on the right with the FBI. In fact, just this week, the FBI got attacked twice, once from my Democrat colleagues on the Intel Committee on which I sit, and then later by my colleagues on the right who are trying to come up with this theory that somehow the FBI was behind January 6th, which is incredibly irresponsible. And anybody that understands the criminal code, understands law enforcement data, knows that a federal law enforcement agent cannot engage in a conspiracy. It wouldn't be a conspiracy in that case if they're acting within the scope of their employment. And if they're acting outside of the scope of their employment, they wouldn't be an unindicted co-conspirator. They would be an indicted co-conspirator. So the facts don't even follow. And I think the rhetoric is very dangerous, and it's got to stop.
Okay, can I spend 10 hours here about the FBI illegally spying on Trump and his campaign and lying to Congress about it? Or the fake FISA warrants they went and lied to the court 20-something times? I mean, should I go on for 50 hours here about Fast and Furious and the ATF and the FBI covering it up, hundreds of thousands of weapons, tens of thousands killed? I mean, this is ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen, to sit there and say, oh, it's disrespect to even question an event like this. Like, where were the police? Trump asked for the National Guard out there. We should have had 10,000 troops just for crowd control and everything else, because a big crowd can get out of control, no matter who it is. It's so easy to manipulate somebody like that, and we know that happened. And I've been honest about what happened. There were some patriots that got suckered into this and were part of it, and it was wrong. But it wasn't the greatest attack in U.S. history. It's not a reason to criminalize all opposition to the New World Order takeover that's taking place right now. How long we got to break here? We're going to go back to break. We're going to come back with Figliuzzi, who, again, these are spokespersons. When Figliuzzi gets up there and he says, what do I think of what Tucker Carlson's been doing? I think Congress is directing this claim that the FBI is involved because they know they're about to get arrested. So at least he's not saying we need to attack Congress as a terror network for their speech like he did 2 weeks ago. But he's still up there with that sick smile. Wouldn't buy a car from him. Wouldn't let him babysit my kids. But forget how he looks. He's a piece of garbage. A real fascist. A real danger to this country. And he's just sitting there. He goes right back to Congress and says, oh, we need to get Congress. So I'm not saying get Congress. I'm not saying storm buildings. I'm not saying arrest people. He's saying that. It's the left burning down this country and attacking all of our real institutions so the feds that they control can come in and take them over. That's what all this cop hate is about. Everybody sees through it. The FBI is a captured institution. It's a captured agency. Let's take it back legally and lawfully before it starts a giant civil war. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, Lowen Schroyer.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Sunday transmission. Owen Schroyer is about to take over here in a moment. I am Alex Jones, and you've got Sunday Live another 2 hours coming up in an hour and a half after that. So please, again, understand the only reason we're still on air and changing the world is because of you. So you are changing the world when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for us, and when you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. But today is the last day for the multivitamin, the vitamin D3, and the huge dose of organic high-quality C, those formulas that all have a bunch of other stuff with them as well, at 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what allows us to be able to come to New York and break major stories and, you know, get out the original research and data that has the entire globalist system shaken to its very, very core. And thanks to the blessings of God and the enemies attacking us so much, we've trended in the top five again on Facebook and on YouTube and on Twitter again in the last few days. And so no weapon formed against us shall prosper as long as that's God's plan. But Owen Schroyer, I want to play this clip of Figliuzzi, the newest clip of him saying, oh, the Congress is the one saying the FBI might have provocateur because the FBI is going to arrest them. I mean, just insane to watch this Congressman, Fitzpatrick, so-called Republican, say the FBI has never done anything wrong. Really, what about the FBI and Whitey Bulger? I mean, I can sit here for 50 hours and just rattle off where the FBI got caught murder for hire or the FBI got caught involved in money laundering. I mean, a lot of corrupt people get into the government with government power so they can do bad things. But now what we have is the Democrats, since the Clintons control the FBI, and they run every type of crime and evil operation you can imagine, and Eric Holder had to step down over Fast and Furious because he were caught red-handed, but nobody got in trouble. And so the idea that the same FBI and the same Loretta Lynch that protected the Clintons and all this, just how dare you disrespect us and say we might have had informants or provocateurs inside those groups when we already know they have them inside of there. It's come out that the bunch of the leadership were federal informants, Owen.
Well, let's not forget that Comey perjured himself multiple times. He talked about how he liked to leak things. He basically told how FBI leadership leaks things out there to friends or media or professors or whatever.
First he testified they didn't, then he bragged he did. Just like Ron Rosenstein testified that he didn't say he was going to wear a wire when he. I mean, yeah, exactly. These people are lying lawyers, man. They're the most corrupt lawyers in America, probably the world. Joe Biden brags on TV, about how, oh, I should fire them. Prosecutor and son of a bitch, he was fired. I mean, these people brag on TV about their criminal activity. Where is the FBI?
And let's not forget that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, declassified the JFK papers, which were being kept secret for so long, that came out and said the FBI lied about the assassination of JFK and had agents on TV. And I find it hilarious that individual goes on TV and, of course, you know, he tells you, hey, yeah, I was former FBI, New York, L.A., oh, now he's in Pennsylvania. Maybe he's in the Happy Valley area. Maybe we could look into that. Maybe there's a connection there. But so, yeah, he's covering up. He goes on CNN, of course. He goes on CNN, declares, oh, I'm an FBI agent. And I say, no, the FBI does nothing wrong. Never anything, never has. But the rank and file, Alex, that would tune into this broadcast knows about the corruption at the top. They're some of the most awakened listeners. They'll even call in and tell you.
Well, exactly, and I've had FBI agents on the show, retired and current. Well, they've given us a lot of good info. There are good men and women in all these groups, but to deny what's happening at the top is a fraud. So let's go to this next clip. Set the stage. You've got Brian Williams that says he was shot down in a helicopter when they weren't even shot at, who's now the fact checker at NBC, and here they are on NBC News with Figliuzzi, who is this former deputy assistant director of the FBI, who is carrying the propaganda 2 weeks ago to, quote, attack Congress because they're terror leaders off their words. Not, oh, they call for violence so they get in trouble like the Democrats are doing. No. They're challenging the election. They're challenging the lockdown. That's in the new official directive of the president to all the intelligence agencies and the FBI to stop people that question lockdowns and stop people that believe in traditional families and stop people that question the election. It's in the damn report. We covered it 3 days ago. Tucker covered it Friday night. You ought to air it next hour if you've got time. It's so insane. But here's Figliuzzi countering, quote, Tucker Carlson, not challenging anything he said, going, oh, Congress is directing this, saying it's us because they know we're coming to get them. That circular logic of him up there saying this is insane. It's because by that yardstick, the Democrats call for 50 times more violence in Congress than Republicans ever did. And of course, they had the motive for January 6th. They wrote that big Time magazine article, The Secret Conspiracy That, you know, Helped Get Rid of Trump, where they brag that they basically suckered us on January 6th. I mean, it's so incredible. And they're scared right now. They're scared. So I'm going to play this clip. You're going to take over. Next segment, please play the Jeffrey Epstein piece. Which is going to be a bigger piece, but this is just one little intro piece I shot that Drew here with me the great camera guy, thought was good. And I think it is a good little four-minute piece of going and visiting that dungeon. So that's coming up at the start of the next segment. It's posted at InfoWars.com. The way the dog hunts, folks, is you share the article. So it's, if we create this great research and get it out, you're just as good, just as important with you carrying the ball. So that's coming up next segment. But here is this sick little clip of this arrogant, dangerous man who doesn't just say criminal things. He has a criminal look to him, just an unsavory sliminess. Here he is.
So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents. And those two are not alone. In all, Revolver News reported that there are, quote, upwards of 20 unindicted co-conspirators in the Oath Keeper indictments, all playing various roles in the conspiracy, who have not been charged for virtually the exact same activities, and in some cases, much, much more severe activities, as those named alongside them in the indictments. Huh? So it turns out that this white supremacist insurrection was, again, by the government's own admission in these documents, organized at least in part by government agents.
Frank, it's all yours. Over to you.
Well, Tucker can pick one or two of two choices. He can plead total ignorance of what undicted co-conspirator means, or he can admit that he's trying to deceive the public. It's one or the other, maybe both. That's not what unindicted co-conspirator means. And in fact, if there were FBI operatives inside the crowd, and they would never be charged as unindicted co-conspirators, this makes absolutely no sense. But I'll tell you what does make sense, Brian. We've learned just today through MSNBC and NBC News reporting that at least one of the defendants in the January 6th case has been asked by FBI agents, do you know anyone in Congress? And so now when you put those two things together, there's some interest in the GOP and Congress spreading this disinformation that it was the FBI who did all of this on January 6th. Why? Because just maybe, the FBI is looking at them.
And just maybe you're not a big, fat, lying, evil demon with those other demons, Brian Williams, on that discredited channel. Hey, Frank, were you shot down the helicopter along with Brian Williams as well? Or maybe you're secretly the first man to walk on the moon. So, Owen, at least he's not like 2 weeks ago saying we need to attack Congress because they're terrorists. But they're really showing us who they are. And it's, again, they're so scared of this story. But we've also got to understand, remember, folks, the big Jamie White article with all the emails, InfoWars.com. Get it. Share it. Google. And I love Jamie. He's a great researcher. He does an amazing job. He's one of our best people. But it's not even hardcore enough. The headline is, Google was funding, the head of the Wuhan operation. It's much worse than that. They were funding in getting zoological viruses that could jump into humans. And creating the cover story 3.5-4 years ago, they were developing this whole plan. So both of these things are coming out, and it's critical to continue to come out to discredit the entire globalist rollout, because if we don't, they're going to just clamp back new restrictions with some new virus very, very soon. That's been their plan. Total siege, total war, total censorship. But think about Google, Owen, censoring everybody. All of these last year and a half, when they, of course, were involved in the thing the entire time. All right, I'm going to bow out. Owen, thanks for having me on while you were supposed to be hosting. You're going to do a great job. And you got the Jeffrey Epstein report coming up at the start of the next segment, and then so much more with Owen Schroyer and the top White House doctor coming out saying Biden needs a cognitive test. Yeah, obviously. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it, 25% off. And then Vitamin D3 plus Calcium Gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and Calcium Gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
East 71st Street, in the middle of Manhattan, New York, USA. And that is St. James Church. We're at a very important site here. This is a place I began to expose more than 15 years ago from sources I had who were telling me that there were powerful individuals that were running underage sex rings to compromise not just politicians, but corporate leaders, particularly scientific leaders, and that they had an island in the Caribbean where underage girls and others were taken, where they did rituals, and where children were even killed. Well, as you know, in the last 3 or 4 years, it's come out that Jeffrey Epstein was running that network. But Jeffrey Epstein was just a pimp. Jeffrey Epstein was just a frontman. And
And when he died, the networks that he was the front man for, that he was like the butler for, have continued on with the British royal family and others using these systems to compromise the leadership of not just the United States, but the world. And so Bill Gates and so many other titans of industry have stayed in the address I'm about to show you for months and months and months at a time. They've also stayed at facilities in Paris, facilities in London, facilities in New Mexico, like Zorro Ranch. They have spent massive amounts of time inside buildings like this seven-story facility that just recently sold, we're told, for $25 million. It's Jeffrey Epstein's former headquarters in New York City. And we're here producing a special report for freeworldnews.tv and Infowars.com that's going to be out in the next few weeks. And the question is, what is the center of the web? Is it the Bilderberg Group? Is it the Club of Rome? Is it organizations like Bohemian Grove? Well, Skull and Bones is corrupt and evil and set up by very vicious people. So are all these organizations. But what is the center of that web? So here we are, just a prelude for viewers of freeworldnews.tv, at the famous keypad that so many pimps brought underage girls to bring them inside that seven-story building so that sex crimes could be committed, so that they could be compromised. And it's the network that still controls Epstein today that we are here to expose. But Bill Gates, who took control of all the major world health departments of the planet, Bill Gates, who is trying to force inoculations on us to bring in a world dictatorship, a world economy, a world social credit score, a world ID. Bill Gates was, evidence shows, in charge of Jeffrey Epstein. That's why Jeffrey Epstein had to die. But there were people above Bill Gates. So we're here in New York City to investigate the roots of how the corruption and how the blackmail operates and to expose it. But it is those doors that Prince Andrew was famously photographed staring out as young women came in and out. It's those doors that famously Bill Gates was caught going into and having parties. It's those doors that the system didn't want us to know about because they wanted to use that blackmail, that control, to control the people that control our lives. And remember, many of the people that came to be compromised here and to engage in sex crimes did it as a gang initiation. You've all heard of Crips and Bloods. They got to either kill another member of the other gang or like shoot some innocent person that works at a liquor store. You've heard about the Mexican Mafia. You've heard of the Italian Mafia, the Hillbillies. All of them have to commit a crime to be part of the club. But in prison, you get killed if you're a pedophile. Nobody puts up with that going after children. This is the ultimate cult, because to get in their cult, you've got to abuse children. And that's what this facility is about. That's why Bacchus, the Roman god of debauchery and evil, is above the door. And up on the top, there's images of little naked children dancing. Ladies and gentlemen, is that why Jeffrey Epstein picked this facility for his worldwide headquarters of evil? And did he name that little island he bought in the Caribbean Little St. James after the church, St. James, that's just down the block? This is part of our ongoing investigation that only you, by supporting us, have allowed us to continue on. And thanks to you, we have the courage and the funding and the resolve to never stop. So the controllers of Jeffrey Epstein, you may have killed him, but you've not killed the secret of what he was doing, and he will be exposed.
And, of course, you can find that report from Alex Jones at band.video. Alex Jones, visit Jeffrey Epstein's New York dungeon. Boy, oh, boy, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein story really isn't dead, is it? Unlike Epstein, suicided in a jail cell. And they expect us to believe that he hung himself with toilet paper. Yes, I'm sure that's how it went down. And, of course, he had the cloning lab in New Mexico. He had the pedophile island. He had the torture dungeon in New York where the elites would go hang out. Media is not interested in that. If anything, they're interested in covering it up, just like Amy Rohrbach had to admit, the ABC News reporter. Why would the mainstream media have an interest in covering up Jeffrey Epstein's massive industrial-level sex trafficking operation, blackmail operation. And, you know, I think it ties into something that we had in the last segment. And guys, if you can go back to that Figlioni, whatever his name is, that FBI corrupt agent that goes on MSNBC, in the last 15 seconds, he tells you what their next move is. So, guys, can we just cue up the final 15 seconds of that clip? Is that possible? So I want you to listen carefully. Forget about the fact that he's still lying about the January 6th and everything. Listen carefully to what he insinuates at the end of this clip in his denial that there were federal agents involved in January 6th, which is just a fact. We have the official documents that say that that's exactly what happened. And we know that they ran similar things like in Michigan with the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, a bunch of feds. That came out, too. So it'll come out with the January 6th deal. But listen carefully to what Figliuzzi says at the end of this. And understand the assertion or that he's showing their hand right now about what is going to come next. Listen closely.
Sixth case has been asked by FBI agents, do you know anyone in Congress? And so now when you put those two things together, there's some interest in the GOP in Congress spreading this disinformation that it was the FBI who did all of this on January 6th. Why? Because just maybe, the FBI is looking at them.
So he's now saying what he just said was that the FBI is now looking at people who communicate with individuals that were in D.C. on January 6th. If you communicated with somebody who was in D.C. on January the 6th, the FBI is looking at you. That's what he just said. Boy, whether there were FBI agents involved in January 6th or not, that's pretty aggressive, isn't it? Yeah. That is pretty totalitarian, isn't it? Oh, you talked to someone that was in D.C. on January the 6th. We're going to investigate you now. Doesn't matter that in Chicago you have record homicide rates. Now, they literally, I wasn't going to cover it tonight. Harrison Smith might be covering it on Sunday Night Live. I was going to cover it tomorrow on the War Room. But in Chicago now, they stopped the gangs, the white supremacists. Yes, the white supremacist gangs. Stop your car, pull you out of it in the middle of the street, and then execute you. Yeah. Mainstream media is not interested in covering any of that. Record homicides in Chicago. You had a mass shooting, 8 people dead, 1 shooting. Where was the media on that? You know why. You know why they didn't cover that. Because every person involved wasn't white. See? So black people shooting black people every day in Chicago is a non-story for them, a non-interest for Black Lives Matter. But the FBI can sit here and watch people get drug out of their cars in Chicago and murdered in the middle of the street. A Juneteenth parade in Oakland resulted in a mass shooting. Again, a bunch of white supremacists. That's code word for, whatever you want it to be, I suppose. But the FBI can't do anything about that. They can't stop the record homicides in Chicago and Baltimore and the record violent crime in all Democrat-run major cities. They have no interest. What they're doing is they're looking at anybody who was in D.C. on January the 6th. And now, if Figliuzzi is telling the truth, they're also looking at who they communicated with. And so, yeah, they'll be like, oh, you communicated with someone on January the 6th? We're going to bring you in now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.